content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hey everybody, how are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for being with us. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day. And again, I want to thank you all for those of you who are watching and have been watching again these videos that, you know, you do hit that subscribe button, and that really really helps keep these amazing guests coming back. So get exposure for their amazing messages. As you can see, we're about to have one here with us today, Salani. So we'll introduce her in just a second. Also want to let you know too is that the channel's growing, and you guys have just been amazing about it, putting a lot of comments, and you got a lot of questions for our guests. And so as the channel grows, what's happening is it's making a little bit challenging for us to get to the questions because they're all over the place, right? So Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, wherever. So we set up an email for you. So super simple. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. And in the subject line, just put in whoever the guest is you want to ask a question for, because we really do want to get your questions to the guests so they can answer what you're looking for. But in the subject line, put in the topic or who you're looking to get the answer from, and just write your question in there, and that'll help us keep that on flow for you and get your questions answered very quickly. Yeah.
Oh, you have much higher probability of getting it answered. Yeah. So, because I'll actually see it. It's like I'm wading through all these comments and pages, and I don't want to miss anything because you guys have really great questions, and it really is important to you. So if it's important to you, it's important to us.
That's right. And we appreciate all the love here. So let's, without further ado, let's get into our featured guest. I want to introduce you to her. For those of you who are meeting her for the first time, she's been on several times, Salani Terry Apodaca, a survivor of the CIA's MK Ultra sex slavery program. Salani's deprogrammed and healed herself in the process, developed a program for healing trauma, mind control, and addictions, and restoring the fractured spirit of humanity. And she's also the author of Emerging from the Matrix, and that's going to be you can check her out at emergingfromthematrix.com. We'll have a link here for you. Okay, so enough about us, our guests. Hey, Salani, how are you?
Welcome. I'm great. How are you guys today?
Good, good.
Briefing over and getting my book.
Show it.
Yep. This is it. Healing, emerging from the matrix, healing human trauma and ending global enslavement. It's like awakening 101. If you're struggling to awaken, this is a really great tool. Everything's in here, you could imagine, including 22 steps to awaken. So
perfect.
I have a couple questions.
Get started.
Yeah, that's well. First of all, the book itself—it's the cover is beautiful, but the energy of the book is really, really awesome. When did you write the book? Was it before, during, or after all of your healing took place?
Well, the ideas came to me. This is something that was spiritually inspired. I always wanted to write. I always wanted to be a writer. My mother was a writer. She actually won the Pulitzer Prize. Wow. And I started getting the downloads for this in the 80s. So the first, I actually got a message from a psychic once who said, you're going to write a really important book and you need to get started. And that was like 1984, maybe even 88. I don't remember exactly when it was, but I started taking notes way back then. And even my very first computer, I had this kind of paper that was all one long piece of paper. It was all connected. Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of notes on there and I kept that for 20 years. And I really sat down to write it in, I guess it was 2012. And I finished it in 2015.
Wow.
Awesome. Congratulations. Well,
good for you on that.
It's a major accomplishment. Well,
before we were actually getting on the show, just the pre-shows kind of stuff going on. I know you and April were talking a bit about the Feast of Mary Magdalene.
It's today,
yeah? So,
yes, it is.
Well, that's good. And what is that?
What does that all mean?
So what exactly is it?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a Christian to celebrate the day that Mary Magdalene, the goddesses are returning to Earth. This is the time of the goddess. And that's why this is the time that I was born for. You know, I bring in the divine mother energy, the goddess energy, and there are plenty of us who are doing that. And the idea is that that's been banned for many, many millennia. The divine feminine was not allowed, and that healing energy, the love energy, and the creative force was not permitted during this blanket time with the entities and the intrusions and all the patriarchal energy. So she is returning, and she's sort of like the queen, you know, of all of that. And what that means is that, you know, her love energy is going to sweep the earth. It's really going to sweep the earth. And so, you know, the Catholics have a certain celebration for this, but this is for everybody. Hmm. It's not just for Christians. She's here to bring the Christed feminine. You know, there's been the Christed male, and people think it's only Christ, but in reality, there were Christed females, and she was one. And so was Mary, Mother Mary. And they bring the love that has been missing and the healing and the birth of a new era that is so desperately needed right now.
Jane. Is this the beginning? I know we've talked on previous episodes, but is this the beginning of that flash or that wave or whatever we, you know, that's coming through right now?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's not just about Mary Magdalene, but the flash that's coming is going to be from the heart of the mother of the universe, the creative force. But it's going to be a very powerful flash and sort of like an EMP pulse, which is similar to what happened in times of Atlantis. Atlantis got very evil. So, you know, God runs the show here, whether people think so or not, and that needed to be ended, what was going on here. They won't allow us to destroy the planet. The powers that be in the universe will not allow us to destroy the planet. It's happening again, exactly like Atlantis, all these people with artificial intelligence and, you know, hybriding people with animals and, you know, harming children, all this molestation, abuse going on. We can't have it anymore. It's reaching a peak of evil. So that's why the divine flash, and it was prophesied. I believe it's going to be here in December. That's my belief. And we can get more specific if you want.
I definitely do. But before we get there, I want to backtrack a little bit. So I'm just going to make a note. December, you think, is the ultimate. Okay, so the time of the goddess, which you're saying is right now, and that makes, I could totally jive with that because you could feel it. You could feel it in the air and you could feel that energy stirring.
Can't you?
You totally can. So God, everybody, most people always assimilate God as a he, right? So time of the goddess, is there a version that would be projecting this goddess? Would, in other words, would it be the Mary Magdalene? Would it be the Kuan Yin? Would it be the goddess Lakshmi? Would it be, you know, there's an infinite number of them?
All the above, right?
Or is it all of them collectively together as one?
That's a good question. I think that it's all of them collectively together. That, you know, if you're living in India and you were raised as a Hindu, the feast of Mary Magdalene may not mean as much to you. But, you know, they have Durga and Kali, they have Lakshmi, they have plenty of goddesses in India. Mm-hmm. And then if you're in China, Kuan Yin is their great divine mother of China. So, you know, each culture is going to have its own representation of divine mother. But everybody has a mother. Everybody has a divine mother. And that's what's really happening now is the Christed, the divine energy of female, instead of just the female that's been suppressed on the planet, but the actual risen female, the Christed female, the light body female. She's already ascended. It's that energy has come to earth. And now she's blessing the earth. It's going to heal the whole earth. And right now it's sweeping the earth. And that's why there's so much people are shadows are leaving and all this energy is being pushed up and out of the earth.
When you... Yeah. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to tag on something that you just said. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. Everybody has a mother, except for clones, right? Clones do not have mothers, right? So would that mean that the clones of our earth plane, will they be wiped out as well?
Dr.
Will
there Frankenstein be? Is their mother.
Dr. Frank, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a really interesting question. Yeah, they don't have souls.
Yeah.
So I doubt that they're going to survive the divine flash.
They'll rust.
It's sad. I mean, to me, what must it be like to be a clone?
Oh,
I know. It's just a creation in a laboratory. It's not a real person with a soul.
But at least they don't. At least the good part is that they don't probably have any emotion, right? So they can't really feel sad.
If you
see clones, I mean, you asked me about this before, and some of the people that we are very prominent have clones. And those clones can talk, they have the consciousness of the person that they were with. They're usually been mind controlled as well. Mm-hmm. So they appear to be normal. There's, you know, I don't want to name names, but there's a couple of people I can think of that look like clones to me.
I want to get back before we move forward. I try to grab that question I was trying to get you. So getting back to the goddess, okay, so the Mary Magdalene, then we were talking about Lakshmi and Kuan Yin. So are those the exact same spirit, just placed in different parts of the region depending on how people can understand them?
I think they have, each of them has a different aspect, especially in the Hindu religions. It's like the difference between Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Mother Mary was supposedly the pure virgin mother, and Mary Magdalene was supposedly a prostitute, but she never was, for all of your listeners. Mary Magdalene was a high priestess, and she was Christed. She was pure, and she was divine. So, and they were partners. But over in, like, in India, the goddess has a much more powerful meaning to people in India, and they understand the goddess a lot more than we do. Some of these goddesses each have a different aspect. Like Kali is the goddess of both destruction and birth. So she destroys what's not work, you know, it's old and dead, and brings in life. But like Lakshmi is the goddess of abundance, or she, when you seek her out, she blesses you with abundance. And then there are other ones, like Durga is the one that kills demons, and she protects you from demonic attack. So they each have a different quality, but they all have unconditional love. And some of them have much more unconditional love, like Mother Mary, I would say, has a very pure unconditional love energy. Supposedly she's the watches over this planet.
The whole thing. So I got a quick question for you. In India, for example, yeah, you're right on that, and that there is more. There is definitely is predominantly a focus on the goddess per se, and it has been for so many years. And with that being said, now we're getting excited here in the Western world about this new, or this current phase of goddess coming into our world to maybe change things, make things for the better. Now, my question is that. That side of the world seems to always have had the goddess on there. However, they're just desperately poor. There's a lot of still disease going on there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't seem to really have any type of breakthroughs. I'm not saying they're just completely indigent, but there's a lot there that, you know, what happened there maybe, or what's happening there that goddess is not necessarily shining on them as much as we're expecting it to shine on us here?
Well, that's a really important question, because now you're getting into the timelines of history, and that India and karma, supposedly, and I'm certainly not an expert on everybody's karma, but supposedly India is repaying some very, very dark karma from another era where they were very destructive, and they're almost done. You know, India is about to rise. President Trump has chosen India to replace China for where a lot of manufacturing is going to go, and so development is beginning there. But I would say what's really interesting, the difference is, even though they're poor, I think, and even though there's a lot of misogyny in India, they understand the role of the goddess more in that, and they understand the role of the guru more, which is somebody that takes you to enlightenment. Whereas in the West, we're much more focused on money and success, when they put the spiritual practices first.
Yes, they do.
And in Bali, they do that too. And I lived in Bali. Every day they get up in the morning and worship the goddess before they go to work.
Yeah.
And what most people don't know in the West is that once you start to awaken and become enlightened, which is what's about to happen to all of us here in the West, the goddess enters your life. And when you begin to worship the goddess, you're going to awaken to divinity, because she is the highest energy there is.
So is that the creation. Secret? Is that the secret where people are struggling to break through, or they can't snap this together, or they feel like they're there, but they don't feel like they're really there? Is that the missing element, that they're not connecting with the divine feminine?
Remember, we talked about this in one of the other shows, that the reason there's still illness on Earth is the denial of the sacred feminine energy. I mean, throughout the world, females have been the bottom of the barrel. I mean, we are by far the lowest. It may not seem like that to some people, especially in the West where there's more money. But we really are the lowest on the totem pole. And there hasn't been an understanding of the power of the goddess. Once she really enters, everything heals. It's happened to me. I mean, I shouldn't still be alive. But the goddess has literally entered my body, and I experienced it after meeting the Holy Mother Amici. And that changed me completely. I mean, it empowered and purified my energy field. And when that happens to people, you're going to stop thinking about money and power and career and ego and all that kind of stuff. It just transforms you into somebody very humble and full of love. I mean, it really opens your heart.
Yeah, it does.
What's this? Just going over some of the notes here. As you can see, everybody, April was poking at me. The Schumann resonance there. What's that?
Okay, the Schumann resonance. Well, there we go. The Schumann resonance is the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And as you know, the planet itself is a living organism, and it's a female. I know it seems unusual to think of it that way, but we talked about this. Not Father Earth, it's Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. This is a female planet, and she supplies us with food and animals and plants, everything we need, water, air, everything. And she needs to be respected, just like every person needs to be respected. And there has been a lot of very dense energy compacted inside of the earth. It's very negative, which is lifting off now because of the Divine Mother energy that's coming in. And that's what we're all feeling, is this massive cleansing, this massive shadow energy, you know, that's really leaving us, Jay and April. Mm-hmm. And so as that happens, as that dense energy happens, our vibration is lifting, and you're seeing our electromagnetic field rise, and it's also receiving energy. It's kind of a dual action. We're receiving energy from the central core of the universe, and the heart of the mother is opening inside of Mother Earth, and that's pushing up, and that's the light you're seeing. If you see the chart, the graph with the big light bars going down, I know that's what you saw on my Facebook post.
Yeah.
That's that energy coming up from Earth and also from down below. It's very high, and we're getting to the point where it's like Lemuria again, where Lemuria was very pure.
What does that mean when you say that? Because when you say it's like Lemuria again, like, can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Yeah, Lemuria was in the Pacific Ocean here. Where I live was once the coast of Lemuria. I live in California on the ocean. And Hawaii was the middle of Lemuria, and it went all the way to Bali, from what I understand. And it was Atlantis that destroyed it. Atlantis was jealous of Lemuria. The Lemurian people were pure. Those were the, like the mermaids and the fairies and everything. And they lived naturally in paradise without conflict. Mm-hmm. And people weren't killing each other and doing all that. In the meantime, the Atlanteans were getting riled up with all these energy weapons and crystals and doing stuff like what's happening now, like AI and, you know, what Elon Musk is doing and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so the Atlanteans decided that they wanted to take over Lemuria because of their earth power, their profound love energy and spiritual power and natural connection to Mother Earth. So they sank Lemuria, or they were trying to overtake Lemuria, but in that process they sank her.
So did you, the Atlanteans sank Lemuria?
They were the bad guys.
Right.
In this story,
so
right?
So in today's world, would the Atlanteans be all that satanic energy? Mm-hmm. So they've been reincarnated.
Yeah, we're living it out again. We didn't learn. Mm-hmm. So, and this time, this is the last time. The Holy Spirit has promised, and a lot of us have heard the message, that this will never happen again. Earth is going to be pure. When all of this is purified off, and a lot of people are going to be history and they're going to be fried off the planet, it won't be like this ever again. The hole in the atmosphere is going to be sealed, and no more lower beings will be allowed in here because the vibration will be too high to support them. That's what's happening, is the Earth's vibration is actually lifting.
How long will it take to get to that point?
I think this is going to be a long, the purification is going to be fast, but the recovery from that is what I don't know how long that's going to take. Mm-hmm. I think we're all kind of guessing, but the messages I'm receiving, and I'm just going to throw it out there, is that it's probably going to be December 21st, 2020.
This year.
Yes.
Wait, you think that we're going to be cleaned out?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
And I've been studying the Vedic charts for the last couple of weeks, and there's a major alignment happening on December 21st to the 25th. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Gadanta planets, and they're really about water washing over the earth. And I mean, it's metaphorical. I don't think we're going to see a flood, but who knows? You know, I suppose it could be. But it's a cleansing that's going to happen, and it's huge. And I think that what we're going to see come January is something we've never seen on earth before, a new social order, all this rushing around and money and jobs and going to college and stuff like that. I don't think it's even going to be part of our world come January. We're already getting into a cashless society.
Yeah.
Are you seeing it? I mean,
with the coins
now that what would not take cash from
You can't go to stores, Solony, around here, and we see them, and I think a lot of people are saying the same thing. It's like the stores aren't providing change.
Yeah. They have a sign on
there. You know, no change, you know, so they're
that I don't just know. Started like a week ago.
It just started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really pretty fascinating to watch this all unfold.
Not only that, but it's fast. Everything is happening so fast. It's like,
I think there's going to be no money. And I think that could ultimately be a good thing, because we're all going to be trading on our natural, spiritual, divine gifts, our dharma. Hmm. You know, the word dharma means your true work, your mm-hmm. true purpose. When you're in your dharma, you're protected by the Holy Spirit. All the forces of the universe protect you, because this is the mission for which you came. Like, you guys are in your dharma. I'm in my dharma. And as soon as I got into my dharma, everything started to smooth out for me. You know? And when you're in, when you're bouncing around trying to figure out what you're supposed to do, there's barriers, mm-hmm. you know, but things are going to go more direct for people on planet Earth after the divine flash.
So they'll be up. You'll see a lot of their manifestations start to unfold for them.
They're going to see who they really are. And they're going to, because everybody came here with a cosmic blueprint. Mm-hmm. Everybody chose to be here for the awakening. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a purpose. Some people are, a lot of the younger people are going to be healing the earth. They're going to be cleaning the water, and they're going to be planting trees and growing ecosystems. Mm-hmm. That needs to be done.
Like somebody a utopia.
So when we go to this December 21st, if that happens, or right in that era right there, is that when fifth dimensional items or things become more visible to us?
The split, is that the version of when the earth will split?
Yes. The earth is going to split. I mean, can you see how people are getting very divided?
Yes. Oh yeah.
With the mask wearers and the non-mask wearers.
Right.
The people who believe in COVID and those who can see that it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very divided and very rigid. And there's not like a lot of blending, you know. I think we're pushing apart from each other. And mm-hmm. so the people who are really locked into medical mafia and getting vaccines and stuff, they're going to stay in 3D, unfortunately. I mean, I'm sad for them, but that doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means they're not ready for awakening.
And 3D doesn't mean they're gonna die, right? They're just going to be like, miserable.
It's kind of like
living and miserable.
Would it be on earth as it is in hell, kind of thing like that? Would they be experiencing some form of hell?
This is a big question, which, you know, I don't know for sure, because I certainly don't want to condemn anybody. I mean, a lot of the people that are not ready for awakening are good people who just aren't ready for the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
Your consciousness has to expand enough to be able to move your light, create a light body. You know, a lot of these people are very earthbound, you know, they're very into earthly pleasures, and some of them are negative, but not all of them. I feel like there's a bunch of people that are right on the edge. They're good people, but just not awake. I think a lot of those are going to come. And then there are going to be some that don't want to wake up. And that's actually, and I've been asking about that in my meditation. And they're going to go somewhere else for more learning, you know, whether it's Earth or a different planet, I don't know. But you have to be shocked awake enough to realize that this is a matrix and that this is an illusion and that you don't want to stay here forever, because it's all about imprisonment. This is a prison planet, and going into 5D is about liberation and about expansion, about having a light body and being unlimited. Isn't that a better place to be?
It's amazing. Which brings me to my next.
You have
thought.
A brochure?
Can we buy a place there?
On the tour.
Any timeshares?
In this new world and this new life and all these new health and all the remedies that are going to be coming forth and that have been locked away for centuries, if not millennia, really, how long are people going to start to live now?
Well, I'd say that's, you know, this generation, we're just coming out of the darkness, out of all the vaccines and chemtrails and poisons and GMOs and all that kind of stuff. So I imagine that a lot of people won't live as long that it crossed from one to the next, you know, because we've had a lot of physical healing to do. And I'm a perfect example of that. I mean, I shouldn't have still be alive, but I applied the techniques of divine eternal life to my body. And so I've transformed into a light body. You know, I mean, I've had cancer, I've had viral meningitis, but I'm still here. And that's because I claimed eternal life. And I think those who can really embrace that are the ones that are going to live much longer. And I can't really say who that's going to be. But faith has a lot to do with that. You know, you can't just, you can't be ego-based and live a long life when you're faith-based. And I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about everybody who has any religion, any faith. Then you're going to welcome the Holy Spirit into your body, and that's going to transform you. Whether you're a Hindu or a Christian or a Muslim, whatever, I think we see people that are very spiritual of all faiths, and those people tend to live a little bit longer. So I'm not sure I can really answer that for you specifically.
Elon Musk is, I'm so confused with Elon Musk. Is he considered a white hat? Is he considered a black hat? Is he on the good? Is he not?
You know, he's an interesting person, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is, you know, being that he is here, he lives here in California, very close by me, by the way. He was fighting for us to be free. And he was really angry at our governor and said, let the people, you know, go to the beach, let them walk around and be free. So he got very vocal, and he actually threatened our governor because he's powerful. And he said, I'm going to leave the state with my business if you don't open up. So they let him open up. So that just could be a ploy. I don't know if he's really, anybody who wants to put a neural link into your brain so that you're part AI, it's not really light.
Is that what he's wanting to do?
That's why I'm confused.
Is that what he's wanting to do?
He's like about, isn't, I mean, would you,
he's about creating hybrided humans.
Yeah, like transhumanism, if that's.
Yeah, it's about half human, half hybrid. That is not going to happen.
That's not cool then, right?
Right. So that's why it's confusing.
You don't want that.
California, where I know you're so much turmoil, and it's really difficult for you there right now, but is there a light at the end of this California rainbow?
Yes, because actually California is light, and that's why there's a battle for this state. You know, the dark and the light are battling over California. It's always been a light state. And it wasn't necessarily red or blue. I mean, I've lived here when we've had Republican governors. Ronald Reagan was our governor, you know. So what's really happening, you know, California has the fifth largest economy in the entire world. And it has the largest economy in the United States. We are the breadbasket of the world. We make more food for the rest of the world than any other state in the union. And of course, we have Silicon Valley, and there was Hollywood before it went dark. And so there's industries here that are some of the biggest of the world. And it's a valuable piece of land. And I believe that it's going to go light. And I think it's possible, I don't know if it's going to split off or not. That's one of the...
Split off from the rest of the United States?
Yeah, there is a prophecy that it's going to become an island. That's fine with me. I mean, let's just hope I'm still on top of the
Like kind of like a Hawaii, Alaska kind of province. They're going to shift it more towards
that's what it says. I mean, it's still up to, I don't know if that's going to be happening. I really don't. Because I would be moved, I think, if it were going to happen. I received very clear direction this week not to leave California.
Not to leave California.
Okay. Right. Maybe that my light is needed here because I'm shedding and radiating a whole lot of light. So maybe I need to be planted here for... Because there are star seeds in every country. There are people like us everywhere anchoring the light in preparation for the divine flash. So I'm like a giant antenna, you know.
Maybe you're just needed there. So you're just needed there.
I think so. And I do think California is going to make it. Okay. And we're going to purge out some of these terrible leaders and stuff that we're dealing with right now.
I hope so. I do really hope so.
It's such a beautiful state.
Getty Museum there. Underground.
Gettysburg.
Underground sex slave bunker,
oh gosh, that's what it is, all right. I mean, it's probably the biggest one in the United States. I don't know for sure, Maybe the Denver airport has one that big. I, you know, obviously I've never been down there, but I have been to the Getty Museum. I have walked through the property, and I was kind of surprised at how huge it is. I mean, I didn't really think about sex slave tunnels, but I thought this place must cost a fortune. I mean, it has some of the most beautiful art in the world, but from what I understand, Getty stole it from the Nazis, who stole it from the Jews during World War II. So a lot of it needs to be returned to the original Jewish owners.
Mm-hmm.
And
are there actually are they slaves literally right underneath there? So I want to make sure I put it in this perspective. So this is not a past tense thing. There's currently, from what we understand.
I don't know if they're currently, what I've been told is that all the slaves there were rescued.
They have been rescued.
California had fires last year and the year before. They were rescuing slaves all over California. And they were blowing up the bunkers underneath California. One of the largest military bunker, I think, is in Chino. I'm not sure. China Lake. Now that probably is a slave system, a tunnel system that goes all the way to Los Angeles and all the way to Northern California and maybe all the way to Denver. But what people don't realize is that
that's
all
huge.
Of the United States is tunneled out. Mm-hmm. It's completely, I guess, what's
tunneled out. Yeah. That's
really
what it is.
Dug out. There's
dug
a word.
Out.
Excavated.
Yeah.
Excavated.
Yeah. Are the slaves in there? Are they American slaves? Or are they from Mexico? Or they're all over the world?
What most people don't realize is this is why Trump was closing the border. And I'm not going to. He did some funky things too, but he was trying to block the slave tunnels. So they're coming up from South America. They're slave traffickers. What most people. Let me just put it this way: slavery never ended. It went underground.
Mm.
We have just as many slaves as we've ever had, more than ever. There were 2 million slaves trafficked through the sex slave bunker underneath Getty Museum. And it has a city under there, and it was the residence of the royal family. They built it like a huge castle down there for when the end times happened and the royal family was going to fly here and go into that place. And it's got food in there. Got a city down there and everything, and they want to live down there for the rest of their lives. I mean, who wants to live down there?
That's crazy. There's no natural nothing.
Consciousness, you know.
Yeah,
it's not enlightened consciousness.
It's like did you say reptilian
consciousness?
Yeah, it is. Who else would want to live underground forever with no light?
I mean, and with a bunch of other sex slave masters, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's so twisted.
That's a lot of people. 100,000 people, that's a lot.
Supposedly there were just 100,000 slaves last year. Now I don't really have any intel on that other than what people are telling me, but nobody's shown me any evidence. But we do see that there is a massive fortress, and I've known people who worked there who said that there was elevators at the other end of the building that went down and nobody was allowed to go down there. Mm. But when they walked around that area, it had a really bad energy. So you can imagine they were bringing people up and down all the time. And they were bringing them in submarines offshore. Ghislaine Maxwell is a submarine commander. Most people don't know that. And she has her own submarine. And I don't know if she was on the West Coast, but they have submarine commanders bringing slaves in underground and bringing them into these slave tunnels under the Getty Museum.
Has anybody been pinned?
Rituals and stuff.
Since if they just apparently got released last year, has there anybody per se or any organization been pinpointed as who had these slaves? You know, who had these slaves locked up?
It's the elite satanic network, and they are Illuminati. They're together. The Illuminati and the Satanic Network are one and the same. Mm-hmm. So it's a religion for them, and they practice it. They're all connected, but they have different secret societies and clubs, like the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergs, the Masons. You know, they all these different groups, and they're trafficking children. And then they have the Elite 13 families and subfamilies. There's another group of subfamilies, like the Vanderbilts, or a subfamily of the 13 families. And each of these people have connections into these bunkers and 13 families. Like, for example, our governor is sponsored and paid for by the Getty Trust. I don't know what that says about him. I'm not going to make any suggestions, but that's who funded his campaign.
Getty Trust.
That says it all right there. What can you tell us about the Mandela effect and the correlation of what has happened? Is there a connection there? Like what's happening there?
Well, that's a very interesting phenomenon. I've studied a little bit over the last few years. This gets into time travel, timelines, and no time. The scientists at CERN, who, you know, they think they can rule the world, and they created this gigantic Hadron Collider to see if they could collide particles together to create, you know, dark matter. They're trying to create dark matter. They're going to create a hole in the universe, which would suck us all in. And fortunately, they haven't really been able to accomplish that. So along with that, what they're trying to do is to manipulate the timeline. And what the reason why they're doing that, and of course, these are Illuminati scientists, so you aren't going to see a scientist with integrity doing this, is they want to move us from the current timeline, which is Christ rising and people waking up and people reaching enlightenment, into a timeline, because there are other timelines, where they become the hero, you know, they succeed and everybody's enslaved and the entities get to rule the earth, excuse me, and everybody's caught up in this agenda. They're trying to move us towards that. So they were manipulating the timelines. And there's several timelines. I mean, people don't understand the vastness of the universe. There's many timelines happening at once. And what's happening is they're all merging right now. So as they are trying to manipulate these timelines to come together, they've crossed back and forth. So it's changed some things. And that's been really trippy for everybody. I mean, we've seen, like, I remember when the Volvo logo was different. I'm trying to think of some other really big ones. You know, some icons that we all know about that look different. Now, if you can think of examples yourselves, but like Bragg's amino acid is in my hometown. And now it's called Bragg amino acid. I still have things that have the original name on it. So I don't know how all this stuff got changed, except they changed the timeline. It's like they made our timeline go back in time, and they altered some specific details so that they could see that it worked.
And this is the Illuminati, the Satanists have done this?
These are the CERN scientists.
CERN.
And they they've altered our timeline.
Yes, and they have a base in Switzerland, but most people don't know there's another base, another Hadron Collider in Manhattan, and there's one in the south, somewhere in the south, like Georgia or something. And they're trying to combine it once to force, with the force of quantum physics, to change our timeline over to this negative timeline, and not going to succeed. It's not going to happen. There's too many of us are awake. There's too much divine energy. There's too many star seeds, and there's the 144,000.
Is it just like little bits and fragments of us in these different timelines? So we're constantly moving. So there's like maybe a bit of us in the past, a bit of us in the future, a bit of us in the present. And it's like, is that how we are?
Well, if you really take a look at, I don't know if it's happening to you, but I am experiencing cross timelines. I started seeing that things were not where they used to be. Like I put something on my counter, I go back to get it an hour later.
Oh my God.
That happens to you all the time.
Yes. And I'm like, am I going crazy? I know. I just put it there.
That's merging of timelines. And it's not getting old. It's not, you know, my kids would probably say, you're just getting old, Mom. But it's not, you know, it's really.
There's some good news, everybody.
Yeah, I feel better. Thank you.
So that happens to you a lot. Well, you're an Aquarius. I don't know if it happens more to Aquarians, but. I just noticed it really sped up the last couple of years where I used an experiment where I laid my pants across a chair and I thought I'm going to come back in 2 hours and see if it's there. It wasn't there. And so
what happens with jewelry,
the timelines are merging. What's that?
It happens with jewelry in my jewelry box a lot. Like I'll put something there and I know I put it there cause I just put it there and then go back and it's not there. My clothes get moved around in my closet. And I'm like, what?
It means that you're ascending. Yeah, you know, we are creating our light bodies as we speak. The two of you and me, we are creating our light bodies because we are believing in it, and it brings in more and more light, and it's transforming your body into crystalline. Remember, we talked a little bit about that. And that's what's going to happen with the Divine Flash, April, is that people are going to experience the transformation of their body from carbon to crystalline. It's going to be very shocking. Wow. It's already happened to me. I mean, I didn't think I was going to live through it. That's how shocking it was.
Well, is that
Did it make you sick?
Is it like painful of any sort?
Yes, it was painful. I hate to say it. Sorry.
Like physically painful, huh?
Yes, and I just had another round of it last year where my leg began to hurt and I was releasing more trauma. But what happens when you heal is the stale energy turns into crystalline energy. And so it's painful. I mean, just imagine your cells are going through a metamorphosis. And so they actually have to move around and change, you know, and the chemical structure changes. Hmm. And that's why it has to be done step by step. And that's what I teach people. Because if you suddenly transform, like it's going to happen for some people in December, a lot of people won't survive that.
I'm
it's going
sure.
to hit you like a ton of bricks.
Well, and it'll be it'll manifest in physical ailments.
Like
is that what will happen? Like a heart attack kind of thing like that?
That's what COVID is. Thank you for bringing us to that. People need to understand that COVID isn't as real as they think. This is a massive global healing crisis.
Hmm.
And I'm not minimizing anybody who got sick. What it is your shadow leaving, your crystalline body being formed, your awakening, your transforming. It's sacred alchemy. And when you go through sacred alchemy, everything changes and everything negative has to leave. So that means you might get sick. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It really isn't.
The 100, can you elaborate on the 144,000?
Well, you know, it is a Christian concept, but I don't really think it's Christian. I think it's a sacred geometrical number of people who are fully awakened, arriving at the earth. They can hold the divine energy solidly enough to lift the rest of the earth up.
Hmm.
I think that the Holy Spirit sent in star-seeded people. You know, some of us volunteered and said, okay, I'll be one of them. And I think that when I look at my own life, I don't know if I'd call myself one of those. I don't know. That's up to God to name me. But what I know is that I'm like a beacon of light, like a pillar. I'm holding it down for other people. And I think that the 144,000, however or wherever they are planted all over the earth, anchoring light as like antennas so that it can come through us and can bless the earth.
Hmm.
And there has to be people who are pure enough to be able to hold that energy and not die from it, because this is what the flash is. When you get hit with a divine energy that's really pure, it's like getting electrocuted. It just cleans you right out, and you got to have strength. And that's why I tell people when they're working with me, you have to purify yourself, and then you won't be struggling so much when this hits you. Your body will have to become a temple, and you're going to be able to receive that divine energy.
When people are, when people are, and if it doesn't, we'll have you back on again and again, you know that. So, but what happens is that when people are with the COVID and they're still wearing the mask and they're doing it innocently, are those going to be, let's call them the victims? As this thing comes through, that they still are living and dying by, hey, I don't care. I got to wear this mask. Maybe this is a new
social. Consciousness is going to determine it. I mean, a perfect example. Let me just give you an example. One of my clients, his wife called me years ago and said, my husband has cancer. Please come and work on him. And so I got there and he said to me, well, my doctor told me I'm going to die on May 29th. And I said, well, what do you think? And he said, I don't know. I went to my doctor and that's what he said. I've got colon cancer. And I said, well, let's change that.
That's evil. That's awful.
So I worked with him. You know, when I'm healing people or working on people, I'm working on them mentally and emotionally as well. They have to change their thinking. So I was over there every week for a while. He'd always say the same thing. My doctor said, I'm going to die on May 29th. And I told him, you need to decide whether or not you think you're going to die. If you trust this person who is not helping you at all and give him the power to decide when you're going to live or die, that's what's going to happen. But if you let me work with you, we can transcend that, because I was already a cancer survivor. And
how would the doctor be? I understand they could say maybe 3 to 6 months or a month or something, but how would they definitely say May 29th?
Well, I just think that's an ego trip on the part of the doctor to make a statement of so specific. How dare you?
Exactly. They should pull the license.
Well, they really, doctors often give the death sentence. They told me the same thing. Well, to end that story, he died on May 29th.
Oh my gosh.
And his wife was so mad. She said, he never listened to you or believed you, but I knew that you were right, what you were saying. And it's like, I can't convince people to wake up and to accept that healing into their body. And his consciousness was rooted in death. So he had to leave. And I can't know who that's going to be in this this flash.
Wow. Well, listen, we are coming down the end of the show here with you, and I got one last question before.
Is it that time already?
It goes so fast.
Oh
it's
gosh.
Okay. But that's all right. We're gonna definitely have you back on again. But before we you love and leave us, can you give us exactly what is this new social order? Can you tell us what that is?
It's paradise. It's beautiful. It's 5D. Once they destroy this, what you're witnessing, folks, right now is the crumbling of the matrix. Rejoice. The dark matrix, the enslavement, your enslavement is over. You're free. And once you become free, you're going to wake up on the other side without all these constraints on your mind, your body, your emotions, your spirit. And when you do that, you're suddenly going to realize your power. You're going to have new life. You're going to have new awarenesses. You're going to realize things that you didn't know before. Your third eye is going to be open. You're going to be able to make decisions with all of your faculties. There's not going to be all this mind control and programming, you know, through TV and school and all that. So the new social order is going to be like equal. Everybody's going to be egalitarian, men, women, everybody gets a chance. And there's probably going to be communities because we're going to need to grow food again like we used to, old-fashioned style. And, you know, maybe there won't be an internet. Maybe there won't be electricity for a while. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but we're going to need to help each other. We're going to need to grow food. We're going to start bartering. We're going to start, you know, working in cooperation instead of like there's a big tycoon at the top or a big cheese, you know, he made it to the top by stepping on other people's backs and all that. One person's a superstar, everybody else isn't. All that's over. Those are hierarchical ego structures. That's going to be over. And the last shall be first and the first shall be last. The meek shall inherit the earth.
Wow.
And those of us who've been on the bottom forever, we get to, it's not about being on the top, but we finally get to have a chance. You know, where this power structure changes and this economic structure changes so that there's an opportunity for everybody, even the little man, to have a life and to pursue their highest potential and to really express their beautiful soul in a paradise, a new paradise. I really think so.
You are
awesome.
Inspirational.
Oh my gosh, I
Holy
feel so
crap.
Much better.
It was great. I mean, can you just virtually hug me or something? Hold me, please. Hold me.
Well, that's why I'm talking
about. God, I feel like I need to be held right now.
This is why I am telling the truth all the time. I'm shaking people. Wake up, come on. It's going to be great on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. We have to let all this fear go and let ourselves go through this transformation. It's going to be really beautiful on the other side, folks. And it's not very far away.
It's not very far away. So, well, Solomon, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what Trump always says? The best is yet to come.
It is yet to come. And we've had the best guest today, everybody. And I hope you've enjoyed her because we most certainly have on our. And Solomon, hold up your book again for us, if you would.
Okay, you want me to tell you about contact information?
On the next one, because we're getting
contact
information. Yeah, for sure. I thought you meant contact as far as someone contacting us. Yes, your contact information we want to know. Yeah.
Well, here's my book, Emerging from the Matrix, Healing Human Trauma and Ending Global Enslavement. This is Awakening 101. If you're just getting started, this is a good place to start. And if you don't have a lot of money, this is a good place to start. Everything's in here. It's packed. If you want to work with me, go to salani.youcanbook.me and book a session with me. I'm opening my Divine Mother Ascension Mystery School sometime in the next month. We're working on it. And it's going to be chock full of Ascension classes that are going to be easy for people to follow, not real expensive. It'll help you wake up and go through these stair steps that we just talked about so that we don't have to be a big shock come December. So you can sign into that. That's going to be on my new website. And I'll be announcing that, I guess, on your next show. I don't want to say it now because it's not live. And you can also email me at emergingfromthematrix@gmail.com. And my old website is emergingfromthematrix.com. And you can find me on Facebook or YouTube, Salani Terry Apodaca, and Patreon, patreon.com/Salani.
Wonderful.
I get it all in.
Yep, yes, and don't forget, and if you have anything, and again, you have any questions for Salani, don't forget on when she comes back again, because she'll be coming back, is just remember, go to the AskSpirituallyRaw@gmail.com and put in Salani in the subject line and ask your question so we can ask that for Salani. It is really always...
Oh my God, this was incredible.
It's always so good to be here with you. Yep.
I just want to say that everything's in divine order, and do not fear, people. Follow and trust. Take refuge in God and trust the plan, trust the process, and take that step forward. You're going to find yourself a new person on the other side. It's going to be beautiful.
Aren't you a love? Aren't you a love?
Thank you.
You want to take us home?
Namaste. Absolutely. Namaste. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly,
love you all.
Love you too. May all your dreams come true. Many blessings. Mm-hmm.